beginning to breathe yourself into this precious moment. Feeling the embrace of the container of these energies and flows and light frequencies, this soft pool of love that is just here now, isn't it? It's just here. We don't have to work to call it in or connect to it or create it. Or, oh, first I have to let go of the negative thoughts I was thinking this afternoon before I can connect to this. No, no, no. Just sink back. Just sink down. Dearest heart, we are receiving this transmission today. You are hearing this right now because you are tired. You are exhausted. There is spinning, there is busyness. Almost certainly both internal and external. And you need sleep. And you need rest. And healing, that state of being that we call healing. Healing speaks more perhaps to a process, but that balanced state of being that will arise out of this pool of when you allow yourself to sink into sleep, rest, peace, calm, so let's sink in there together today. Right now, it's all right to take a pause. It's all right to take a break. It's all right to retreat. And even if retreat is something that sometimes is what society might perceive to be a quote-unquote negative connotation of the word retreat, then bravo. If it means that you are going to pull back from something, from your engagement with your enmeshment, with an energy bundle that is not serving you, then bravo. Retreat, master, retreat. Good. feels more like the version of the word retreat, which just means a sort of wonderful, intentionally nurturing and self and or healing oriented space and time. Bravo to that. So if you have not already, make yourself comfortable, because we're going to snuggle down. And for real, no joke, I'm actually wearing flannel jammies right now. I kid you not. In honor of this transmission, sleep, rest, and healing. There is going to be a little more spaciousness in this transmission, a little more silence. Feel the energies working. Sink into your own experience. This is rest, Master. This is well-deserved rest. We are not going to try to fix anything here. We're not going to try to heal anything here, actually. Just sink down. Patterns of such coherence and pristine perfection will naturally arise from that state of being. Alchemizing now, and perhaps just bringing into your consciousness your sleep environment. How is it? Is it chaotic? Is it cluttered? Are there electronic devices radiating their inorganic frequencies while you sleep? Can you change something? To allow your body to have a better experience, a deeper experience? In that surrendered state of sleep and rest, ideally, the body's energy systems and communication systems, gross and subtle, can begin to unwind a little bit, uncoil, soften and open. And Ideally, in that receptive state, the body as a galaxy of consciousness, conscious beings. Ideally, they will be tuned more to nature. I understand this is the ideal. Let's just go with this because you can set that intention. So it will be more tuned to nature rather than to inorganic, man-made, non-beneficial frequencies, patterns, information bundles. Intending now to connect with the natural, organic, the original light grids of the earth, of nature. And you hear my more specific wording. There are, sadly, flows of energy and information and patterns that have been artificially inserted, let's say, into the physical earth to run energies not beneficial to organic structures. And also there has been, of course, the hijacking of the natural organic earth grids and specifically nodal points on those grids as well, either fully hijacked, meaning inverted, to run inorganic frequencies instead, or perhaps just capped off so that that nodal point is not able to function as well or as high a level as it was originally designed to. So this would be, as you can imagine, another whole discussion, but that is the reason why it might be a good idea now to get a little more specific and clear about connecting with the true organic light grids of the earth. The body's organic energy lines will effortlessly line up with this, effortlessly entrain with, recalibrate to these flows. And we don't have to try to visualize something. If something organically arises within you naturally, that's fine. Again, we're really dialing down any sort of efforting here. Clearing connections now, attachments, portals and cords to the lower astral realms that would be impeding the sleep by way of sort of hijacking the mind as the mind is trying to expand and drift, and then you go beyond mind and rise, as it were, into an expansion, an expanded connection with the higher aspects of self. It would be the ideal during the sleep state. Potentially it would express in the dream state as well. Oh, but these lower astral connections, lower fourth dimensional, they can sometimes, the mind will expand a little bit, zoop, and then it gets like hijacked. It gets a little fish hook in the mouth and it gets yanked off to the side, as it were. And then that's when we might spin and loop and spiral. And what might be authentically arising within our situation that the part of the mind wants to mull over, which is very natural. Suddenly then, in that realm of the lower astral, it will begin to just wildly free associate, perhaps catastrophizing, pulling in matching frequencies and energies and bundles that are not yours. So just know right now, you don't have to do anything. The intention and the power of our light collective, it is alchemizing right now. Any of those cords that might be in place in your energy bodies, your emotional body, whether those cords were created from your own doing or whether they were, let us say, placed there in order to keep you spinning in lower or more chaotic thought patterns and emotional loops. Again, this is alchemizing right now. So your body will tune to the natural, organic, the true light, earth grids. It will, feeling that safety, like a little homecoming each night, the body will begin to relax a little bit more, a little bit more. Then the mind will gently soften, becoming loose and spacious. And that lower little beta mind, God bless it, the human mind, it will finally just let go. And you will experience an expansion, the expansion that you are meant to. Rising effortlessly, inexorably, like the light you are, like the little light cork you are, you're gonna just rise. And you do not have to remember communing with beings of light and getting information and messages and all of that. That matters not. That is happening or it is not happening. It doesn't matter. Your body will be more deeply nourished. And I promise you that is more important right now, Master, because some of you are on the edge and you know it. Some of you are on the edge of what you can take. And you can feel it. And I want to validate that for you right now. I know that that is in the field right now. It is in our field right now. I feel you. It's okay. Retreat, Master. expand. That is easy. Definitely no effort required there. Nervous system uncoiling. DNA strands uncoiling, meaning relaxing. The coils of the spiral become spacious and soft and open. Energy, information, light, biophotons, plasma flowing. Softening the nerve plexuses in the body. Breathe into the belly, expand the belly. Giving the signal, yes, rest. Rest. Once again, a message comes through to watch what you are programming your mind with. Perhaps there is something that you have known for a while is not beneficial. You are imprinting. There might be images. It might be something that you are watching. You are programming your neural net through images, through sounds. Something, perhaps you have known for a while that this is not beneficial. Now is that it's past time, if you want it straight. It's a little late. Do it now. And perhaps if you have made some shifts, then this is a message to, you might need to step it up just a little bit more. Be ruthless in protecting your neural net, as though it was like the images, like those beautiful little infant carriers where the baby is strapped to your chest, little chubby cheek right against your sternum, your heart. And if you were moving through a crowd, you would instinctively hold one hand up, maybe two, to shield the little head. Whole body is protected, but you would, even more protection you would instinctively feel is needed. Take care. The mind you are under more stress than you are even probably aware of. If there is some very high vibrational material that you can listen to, say on a loop all night long, or the solfeggio frequencies, beneficial frequencies that you can play on a loop, very low, very quiet, this will help to pattern your subconscious and your neural net. Be very clear about the one whose information you're listening to. If you really resonate, you've got some great teachers or whoever it is. Because in that, again, that very open state, you're going to be very open to those pieces of information that you're streaming. And those information, of course, is a connection, a portal to the teacher themselves. State of being, the state of alignment that we know of as healing, is naturally arising now within your dear sweet body, within your magical and magnificent mind and brain. Now that we're all nodding off.